It's the Toronto Maple Leafs' own John Michael Lyles. John, how are you today?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm good. I'm getting chirped on Twitter because I was being too nice to Biz Nasty. These guys are getting very hostile at me.
I'm sure if you're getting chirped, it was well-deserved.
Yeah, it was absolutely. It was completely warranted. So tell me, how did you like the Springsteen concert on Friday?
You know what? It was great. It was a blast. You know, had a time.
Hold on a second, Jeff. I think we're losing him. You know what? We're gonna hang up and call back and hopefully get a better line. What we were talking about here is that we Lyles went to the Springsteen show like many of you did. There were a bunch of people who did. I heard Elliot Friedman, who's coming up on Primetime Sports at 4 o'clock, talking about how he gave away his tickets. Okay, so I think John's connection's better. John, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Is that better?
Yeah, that's a little bit better. So tell me, how did you like the Springsteen show Friday?
It was fantastic. It was a great show. I mean, I think he played for almost 4 hours, which is crazy. And I took a couple of the young guys on the team, Jake Gardner and Matt Fratton, and we got there and Springsteen was on for about 10-15 minutes, and Jake Gardner turned to me and said, "When does Springsteen come on?" So it shows you where he's at in his life.
He wanted to know when Wiz Khalifa was coming on.
Yeah, exactly.
So
Bieber was coming.
Yeah, he wanted to know when the Biebs was coming on. So tell me, you were involved in some negotiations with regard to the collective bargaining agreement, but not getting into the financial part. You were involved in some of the stuff that wasn't the actual financial stuff, being the rules and specifically diving and divers in the NHL was one I want to talk about. Tell me a little bit about that process.
You know what I mean? It was I think they called it a rules summit to take a look at the standard of what's being called, and just to make sure that we're living up to what we set, I think, after the previous lockout in 2005, 2006, when they kind of tweaked some of the rules. And so it was a number of general managers, a number of coaches, a few players, a few of the referees, the head of referee. I mean, it was a lot of actually a lot of great hockey minds in there. And basically we were just, just discussing, quite a few things as to, what we thought as players, and obviously the coaches had their input, the refs had their input, what we thought, the trends in the game were.
And so what do you think some of the trends in the game have been? Look, diving seems to be, if you guys are talking about it, it goes without saying, it's pretty apparent that it's an issue, that there's guys in the NHL. Look, everybody dives, right? Like, just admit it.
You know what? I mean, in the end, it's you're trying to win the game. If you're not cheating, you're not trying, I guess, is a pretty popular phrase. I think that, the main thing when you look at diving is you want to get away from, or you want to cut out the dives or the
embellishments.
Yeah, the embellishment that embarrasses, one, the officials, and two, the actual integrity of the game.
And do you find, since you've come into the league, that embellishing and diving, and if you're just tuning in, it's John Michael Lyles from the Toronto Maple Leafs, and John, do you find that embellishing and diving has increased, decreased, or stayed the same in your opinion?
You know what? Honestly, I think it's probably about the same. I don't think it's. I mean, I can't really say I've noticed it being worse. But at the same time, I mean, I don't know that it's gotten any better. And I think that's one of the things that they were talking about is how can we make it better to make sure that people aren't diving, as much, or if they do dive, that there's a legitimate penalty for it. And that was something we discussed. It was like I said, more of a summit, not necessarily, a changing of any rules or anything, but I think it was more looking at things and everybody giving their input and if everybody came to somewhat of an agreement, I think then we were able to say, okay, well, let's maybe look at this further, possibly changing something.
So let's talk about your involvement in this and the back and forth. Is it a pretty amicable discussion, or does it get fairly heated at times?
No, it was actually very amicable. I said, everybody has different opinions. I mean, you can show one clip and you can take a poll around the room, and I think everybody would have a you know, pretty certain opinion on things, and you could show a clip that was very similar, and you know, I think half the guys could change their opinion. I think, you know, it was more of a discussion. I think a very good discussion. And like I said, you know, there were some great hockey minds in that room, which was, you know, it was pretty impressive to be sitting in there and listening to these guys who have had success, you know, in the league, playing, coaching, you know, being in the front office. I mean, it's, you know, it was definitely special to be a part of, and I really enjoyed, you know, those couple of days.
Let's talk a little bit about the upcoming season. If there is going to be an upcoming season, we just got word that there's been a little bit of a break taken in the negotiations, and that Don Fair and his brother Steve, the lawyer for the PA, one of the lawyers for the PA, are taking a break and going back to talk to the players. Let's talk about the upcoming season and the Toronto Maple Leafs. You guys started off so well last year. Everybody had their hopes up. You know, you got hurt. You know, coming back from an injury is obviously difficult, but tell me a little bit about the season and the upcoming season and what you think the prospects for the Leafs are.
Well, I think, you know, like I've said a few times, it was unfortunate how we ended the season last year. You know, we started off very promising, and we just, you know, we had a tough finish to the year, but it's something that, you know, it's something you learn from. And I think, you know, us having a young team, you know, you have to learn how to win. And I think, you know, we did a fairly good job of that early in the year, but it gets tougher to win games as the year goes on, and I think that's something that, you know, we'll take from last year and learn from it. And, you know, I think everybody's hoping that, you know, we get off on time. Obviously, it's, you know, it's a negotiation. Hopefully something gets worked out, but you can never, I don't know, you can never predict these things and how they'll go. You know, myself and speaking with some of the guys, you know, everybody's going about their training, like the season's going to start on time. Like we're going to be in camp September 22nd.
Before we let you go, John Michael Lyles, the Indianapolis Colts, Andrew Luck. What's your prognosis for this season?
You know what? Actually, he looks pretty good. You know what? I've been impressed. I'm a huge Peyton Manning fan. You know, a big Colts fan. Obviously, now I kind of have to be a Broncos fan because I'm a big Peyton Manning fan, but. I was impressed with his first few preseason games. I think that I don't think they're going to be 3-13. I think it'll be a little bit better than Peyton's rookie year because the Colts were pretty much just awful that year. But I'm going to say 5-11. That's my guess.
Wow, that's not that positive, man. 5-11. Come on, the guys.
No, I'm not. I didn't say they were going to light it up, but I think that he's going to have his rookie growing pains. But at the same time, I think he's shown a lot of promise, and I think, I mean, there's a reason why he's drafted number one. I mean, you can see it. He's pretty impressive out there, and, you know, it seems like he's making some good reads, and, you know, I think that you look at the learning curve for rookie quarterbacks, you know, nobody really ever comes in their rookie year and just absolutely lights it up.
Well, unless you're Cam Newton recently, but that's a whole other discussion.
Yeah,
but no,
exactly.
I agree with you. He looks very poised. I think the Colts are going to be a surprise. I think Andrew Luck's going to have a great year. And as an Indianapolis Colts fan, that must warm your heart that I just said that.
It does. I think it'll be a good year. I don't know. We'll see.